The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, staying with a nautical theme, there was quite a bit of discussion this week about the fate of the Nave Aina, a much-loved ship, well, a previously much-loved ship, that's now languishing in Dublin Dock. It was a ship that transported customers and cattle between the various Aran Islands and Galway City. Maura Duran is on the line. Maura, were you a customer of the Nave Aina?
Richard, good morning. Yeah, a customer of the Nave Aina and a person who exported cattle on the Nave Aina as well. We did it all with the Nave Aina over the years.
I wouldn't have had you down as a cattle dealer, so it was a mixture of work and pleasure, was it?
Well, it was. Well, my dad, you know, we had a small holding on the island, and I suppose cattle was kind of the centre of life, really, for us. So, you know, I was actually born in the hospital in Galway, as a lot of people from the island, which was the University College Hospital Galway. And I came back to the island as an infant on the Nave Aina with my mother. So that's what my first start of life with the Nave Aina, when I think about it. That's kind of, and my sisters as well. So it was part and parcel of our lives, you know, all since I was a child.
And how long was the trip? Because it would have served all three islands before going to Galway City, would it?
It did. Well, I mean, the Nave Aina was the boat that took all the groceries in, took all the people out and back in again, and took the cattle when we sold them, you know, in the spring and summer. Basically, the Nave Aina was really the main kind of cargo passenger ship to the island when I was a child. I think 58 she started, and then was kind of there until the 80s. But I suppose my memories of the Nave Aina is you go on the boat, and if it was a quick trip, you're looking at 3 hours from Inishmore to Galway Docks. Now, that was fast back in the day. But if you went by the islands, and that was often because they were either picking up cattle and sheep and stuff on the way, then you were looking at about 6 hours on the boat. And let me tell you, some of those crossings now, they're bittersweet, I have to say, because my memory is throwing up halfway for like 3 hours on the Nave Aina downstairs in the hole where we were down at the little, you know, restaurant area and little area to fit in. Oh my God, like that is so vivid.
You were late to get those sea legs, or was it simply because other people were throwing up? It ended up being contagious.
Well, it's ironic that I'm from an island and I've been on boats all my life and I have really bad sea legs. I just never developed them. But I think if you're so stuffy, you'd be downstairs. It wasn't a ship you could go upstairs and walk around on. You'd be downstairs. It was winter. There was a storm outside. Think about it. All squished. The heat, the smell of the diesel. I mean, it's now in my head so much. And it was all lovely at the beginning. We probably maybe had a chocolate bar as a treat on the way, and the next thing would be like, bleh. So those are my kind of memories of it as a little kid. You know the way it is when you're a child, all travelers.
Well, you don't forget that too easily. About the cattle? I mean, it must have been a very long day if you were actually bringing cattle all the way across.
Oh, yeah. It was. Actually, when I think about it now, you know the way sometimes it's only when I'm talking about this to you now, and it's so long ago, that it's almost like vivid again for the first time in 30 years. But we'd have to go and get the cattle in the morning because they were over, say, our land was in different places. So you might have to go for like 3 miles. And then you'd have to get the cattle. You know, you'd knock the wall, like a gap, and then it would be complete drama. It was always drama. Gather them up and you'd walk them. And my dad was always shouting at us on our little bikes to go and stand in gaps because, you know, it was all girls in my family. There's no boys to send out and do that kind of work. So we'd be going ahead and you'd have about, say, 3 or 4 yearlings, and they'd be wild on the road. And they might have been in that, you know, field and around the place. And they weren't used to being going around the road. So you'd have to go really early, about 6 a.m. And then you'd have to have your big stick and you'd drive them, like cattle drovers, over the road. And they'd be like, wah, and drama. And they'd be running into every gate and everything. And we'd be running ahead and dad'd be shouting at us to kind of stand there. And, you know, if you can imagine us as like, you know, 9-year-olds, standing and these cattle running towards, and you'd have to be like waving your hands and the big selly stick you'd have in your hand to scare them away. You'd get them over, and they'd be kind of there around the house for like until the men came, and then all the cattle from that part of, say, Killeany, where we're from, would all be driven over to the boat.
Maura, it sounds like they kind of had a sense of what was coming, and I'm not just talking about the boat there, but I've no doubt you were a wonderful gap blocker in your day. Maura Duran, thank you very much for sharing those memories of the Nave Aina with us.